Please tell me you know that song. Come on, Magnus.
I don't even know, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You want that right now?
Sure.
Got you. This is Monster by Megan Dia. This and you push that button, push this button right here, boom, I'm having a conversation with my father on the air. Hello, Dad.
Dude, you're not supposed to tell him I'm your father.
Well, they know.
You're training these punks. What's up?
Oh, okay, wait, hold up. Go on the things. Yeah. Say what's up, Dad. Hold up, wait, they're gonna listen in 5 seconds. You're gonna be a random guy calling in.
You say hey, whatever you tell.
Hey, look, this crazy guy's calling. This crazy old school
skinhead punks calling in.
Who are you talking about, dude?
I'm just messing around. Sorry.
On the radio?
Yeah, we're on the radio. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Wony. What's up?
We're going good. We're going good. I'm training a couple punks. I'm training my my protege.
You got some rookies over there?
Got some rookies. I mean, one of them's not a rookie, but two of them are definitely rookie material.
That's all right. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. That's beautiful. Yeah, I have my. What's the word for I'm looking for? Like, if you take over my position, what would you be to me right now?
I think protege is right, but protege. It doesn't sound right.
My protege. I got my protege in the room
the
right
heir.
Now.
The heir.
I have the heir to the operations manager throne right now.
Don't they have to vote on that?
They do, but, you know.
They'll vote.
They'll vote for him because he's a goat.
All right.
You already got two votes.
He's got three votes right here, so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You never know when it's a popularity contest.
That's true, and with these types of things, it sometimes ends up being, but, you know, it's okay. He's going
to
get it.
I try not to predict the future. It keeps my expectations very low.
That's great advice. Great advice. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who. If someone else is obviously interested, then I'll train them as well, and you'll have to go against them. But right now, it's just Joe, I think, is going to be running. But this is also in a year.
A one-sided election.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what it was for me. And they didn't really have a choice. Like, no one else was wanted the position.
The first time you went for that position, you did have to run against somebody, right?
Yeah, but it was just the girl who had been doing it already.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't really anything crazy, and she beat me out crazy. I was so bad. What'd you say?
You were bad.
Yeah, I said I came in, like, I don't know what I was doing. I was a freshman, and I came in, and I was like, you know, I'm so qualified for this position. My father taught me how to wrap an audio cable when I was 5 years old. That's something that they teach in these curriculums at SUNY Oneonta. Like, nobody would be better than me. And then they didn't vote for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't that convincing.
You know, that was your ego talking.
Yeah, you know, and then I had to take a step back and I was like, you know what? I actually suck at many things.
Well, it's good to keep an open mind to be able to pick up. You know what? I find that it's very smart to watch the people that are, you know, it's good to watch the people that are good at something, but it's more important to watch the people that are actually bad at something.
Agree.
You know, and I learn more from the people that are actually bad.
Well spoken.
Especially in my business.
Yeah, in your business, that is very true. Listen, wait, could you, you were on the radio back in the day. Could you tell these kids how it was back in the day for you, being on the radio?
Well, I was on the radio in one of the most popular college radius markets that you could probably find. It was, our listening audience consists of anyone in the area of New York, New Jersey, and actually Connecticut, because our center of broadcast shared a frequency with WNYU in Manhattan. They would go on in the afternoon, and they would have the new afternoon show, and we would go on at night. And then also, they weren't on the weekends. We had 24-hour broadcasting from Friday at 1 a.m. in the morning until Sunday night, until like 2 p.m., I think, or 2:45. They would go on the air at 3 p.m. and get off by 1 a.m. during the week. We would go on from 1 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. And on the weekends, like I said, my show was on Sunday night from 12 midnight to 6 in the morning, a 6-hour radio show.
That's crazy. I was telling someone about that today, and I like didn't feel real at the time. Like, how you were actually in the station for that amount of time, 5 hours?
Five. Well, I'd have to go in a little early, and it's 6 hours. 12 to 6 is 6. I don't know what they're teaching you up at that Stony up there, but 12 to 6 is 6 hours.
Oh, I thought you said 1.
No, the weeknights. My show on Sunday night would go on at 12 midnight.
That's
John Monroe. John Monroe was on from 9 to 12 on Saturdays. Steve Pepe was on before me. I don't remember who the DJs were, what their slots were. But everyone had good slots. Mine was the longest on the radio. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone with a longer than six. That's crazy. Even now today, when I think about it, to be on the air for 6 hours and try to hold an audience for that long.
You can't do that, yeah. I mean, you have to do it passively at that point, you know.
I would play album sides here and there, you know. 4 o'clock in the morning was, I'd play an album.
Yeah.
I'd play a whole, I started playing like a whole album because, you know, listeners start dying off. Sunday night is like not like, I mean, I'm in bed by 8:30. Tonight, now I'm going to be in bed by 8:30.
Yeah.
So
those days of late night radio are over.
Yeah, unless I'm waking up at like 1 o'clock to go to work, or actually waking up at 4:30 to go to work today. And no one's catching me on WFDU. Fairly Dickinson University.
Yup.
So it was like the marathon of shows.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But then it was only later that I knew the guy that broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest radio broadcast.
Yeah, what's his name? We met him.
Glenn Jones.
Glenn Jones, yeah. And he said at a point, you can't drink coffee because...
Oh, no.
You just get tired, you know what I mean? And then you have to pee.
Yeah. They don't want you having, keeping that Snapple bottle over by the mixing board.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
For you, they probably did, but...
Yeah, but that was the 80s, dude. Yeah. That was 1980.
You were on the radio in 1980.
I was in the radio from 1985 or 84, 85 to 1990.
That's incredible.
I did that show for that long.
You're beating me
out.
But
it was a different time. You know what? There was a lot of perks going on.
Yeah, you were getting shows and stuff like that.
We never paid for a show in New York. There was more than 8 or 9 clubs that were open every night of the week. And we could go to any one of them anytime. And there were shows every night of the week in New York City that time.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it was the glory days of new wave punk rock. It was when new wave punk rock and metal and hardcore and punk, they all came together in that same period of time, like 1985 to like 1990, exactly like around that time, you know?
It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Do you guys have any questions?
No. I was actually like intently listening because that was an interesting six-hour show.
Did you guys watch the World Series last night?
We did not.
No.
You ain't watching the World
Series. We don't really watch the World Series over here in Stony Island.
You guys were playing last night.
We played, yes. The Witch had a performance last night on Hartwick campus. It was actually very fun.
How was that?
It was good. Yeah. It was like we got offered to play. It was a paid gig. Yeah, and it was like through the radio station at Hartwick that has been active or has been inactive for a long time, but they're starting to revamp the system. The one guy's a senior. He's trying to like pass it down, and they're trying to do events in the same respect as Woney does, you know, like Halloween, Woney Island, stuff like that. So we got offered to play. Met the guy. What'd you say?
And you rocked the house.
And we rocked the house, yeah. But it was not where I thought it was going to be. It was honestly, it was like 20 minutes away. I thought it was going to be on Hartwick campus, but it ended up being at their like campsite or something. It was like their version of college camp. Like at Oneonta, we have like a campsite that we can go and spend time at. And it was like their version of that. And it was literally Camp Crystal Lake, Dad. It was literally Friday the 13th. Like we were going to get killed. Like it was incredible. Like, but the drive there was so like backwoods, I'm in the middle of nowhere drive, you know what I mean? Like, and then we get to the spot and it was great.
Did they have a generator?
No, it wasn't like that. It was in an actual place. Like it was in a building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. They wanted it to be outside, and it would have been great if it was outside, but it was just really cold.
Thank God it wasn't Halloween anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved
to. Then it would have been extra scary.
And it was scary. It definitely was. It was like after a certain point, the lights kept, like, the lights were off. Like, the only lighting in the building was these, like, skylights. So I told them to keep the lights off when we start playing. Like, I don't want lights on. But then we ended up turning them on.
All right, so listen, you're breaking the main radio rule of staying too long with one subject and then...
Too much talking.
You got to teach these rookies the right way. You got to play some punk rock.
I guess you're right. What do you want to hear?
You got to play the Viagra Boys. Research Chemicals.
Banger. I love that song.
There's no curse words in that song, so you
nope.
play.
I got him bleeding from my ears, Dad. What do they say?
I love Wony.
My father loves Wony. Yay! Research right. Chemicals, punks.
I'm Ernie McCracken. When I found out little Billy here was growing up without a daddy, I had to do something.
When Big Ern saw our picture in the paper, he called the Unified Fund and got involved.
I had to. I couldn't help myself. But little Billy's not the only one. There's also... Here, I'll be sponsoring a fatherless family in every city I born with.
Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, Mr. McCracken...
hospital. Let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. Power that resides in your eyes. Oh. You live in modern apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, they help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. And I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world, subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now, as a little girl, you must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
two, three, four, five, six.
hate runs through my blood. Well, my song was in love, but my heart was left above. I've got to be leaving now. I thought I'd never be shut down, but girl, I'm black and blue, so bitter down to you. Well, I'd be turned down in blue. Don't break away. Kept a bit. Well, I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Red stairs lead sense astray. I look up and seek for fate. I'm a girl, just lean over and say,
hello, WNY 90.9 FM. You're tuning into Obscurities with Magnus Chanel, and you're not tuning in anymore because I'm leaving the studio. 10 minutes left. I got to leave some room for my boy Andrew to come in here, Andrew Treblecock. He's going to come in here. He's going to have a great show. It's going to be great. After that, we got Joe Gloria, Slumdog, DJ Slumdog. Shout out. He's been in the studio the whole time. Yup. Moni, I love you. Have a good day. Stay sane on this Sunday. You know how it is. Keep it locked.
yourself the king. Yeah, you call yourself the queen. They say you're in the eyes as they circle round your heart once again. But they're more afraid of you than you're afraid of them. A thousand different shades of blue might look good on you, but it's your day to waste, not mine. It's the first day of sit back and enjoy the taste. Try to smell the flowers as you're counting down the hours in a year. You only get one sting and then the dream disappears.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in, people.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's use Yik Yak to spread positivity and acknowledge the great things happening in our community. Events, locations, interactions, and more.